The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3405. A closed fist has no claws is the contribution by Tessa Grattan to Tales of Light and Life, the short story collection from the High Republic. And for my money, she is quite possibly the most exciting writer in the whole High Republic initiative. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So Tessa Grattan came to the High Republic during Phase 2. She co-wrote Path of Deceit with Justina Ireland. That was her first contribution to the whole ginormous mega storytelling initiative. And back when we were discussing that novel, I said that right from the start, right from the very beginning of the story, just the sense of dread and danger was palpable. And yeah, she's a huge contributor to that. And the story in Tales of Light and Life from her, A Closed Fist Has No Claws, is just as compelling as anything else that she's been a part of for this High Republic initiative. It is the story of Marta Ro after the events of Phase 2 of the High Republic, taking place about a year after those events. And yeah, I think this one, at least for me, like, I suffer a little bit from the fact that I have not gone through all the Phase 2 storytelling, so there are things about Marta Ro's experience over the course of that I'm just not familiar with, so, you know, I'm kind of getting spoiled a little bit in the sense that, I mean, I know she obviously survives, but I guess I kind of expected her to survive anyway. With a last name like Ro, you kind of figured that she would have to, because she had to be Marcion Ro's ancestor. And we're in spoiler territory, but this has been out for a while, so, you know, I think it's okay. But yeah, this story is basically about her starting her search for other Evereni, that's her species in the galaxy, and to find somebody to continue the Ro lineage. But it is also, to some degree, about how she has taken over the Gaze Electric, how she is starting basically the Nile without saying the Nile. Like, there are times when she's drawing lightning stripes across her face in sympathy and support for raiding crews that she has going out. She is reflecting that, you know, nothing in the galaxy is freely given, which had been the creed of the Path of the Open Hand. And so if nothing is freely given, then what is there? It's taking, basically. So it's becoming, you know, raiders and smugglers and just generally bad people who are stealing from everyone and doing all sorts of damage in the process, hoarding stuff, selling stuff, and continuing to build their supplies and their war chest. And also feeding the Great Leveler. So a couple of different Force users end up getting fed to the Great Leveler during this story. And she talks about future generations and if you have to wake the Leveler up, you know, things of that nature. So the Leveler isn't quite asleep yet, but she's anticipating a time when maybe the Leveler is going to have to go into some kind of hibernation or something like that, which of course presages what happens back in Phase 1 when Marcion Ro actually finds the Leveler and ends up thawing it out from someplace. Now, she hasn't necessarily left the idea of the Path entirely behind. What she does is considers Path disciples who are, you know, totally far out in the galaxy, who were never a part of what happened when the Path of the Open Hand changed into the Path of the Closed Fist. And she gives them the opportunity to either join her in whatever her new mission is, or to go along their own journeys and never speak of the Path again. Otherwise, she's going to hunt them down and eliminate them. Some do, some don't. Ultimately, she starts growing the group that's with her in the Gaze Electric, and one of her, you know, loyal companions says, you know, what are you doing? What's going on here? And Marta's answer is that she's making a beginning. What that is, you know, is basically the Nile, but again, it's not actually a word that's used in the story. Most of the story is actually kind of a diary entry of sorts. You could think of it that way, since Marta is addressing her eventual progeny, her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, whoever sees this record of her time getting things started and trying to build a legacy. We also find out that one of the Evereni, who she's been chasing rumors around about for a few months, turns out to be somebody with just one hand. And apparently that's Yanaro, her cousin, who has survived the events of Phase 2, but Marta and whatever happened there had to cut Yana's hand off. And yeah, so apparently she survived and is still kicking around somehow. And the one critique I have about this story is that that particular thread is not resolved in any particular fashion. It's just Marta realizing that she's been following a trail of rumors and that it leads to Yana, and she says, of course I've been hunting my long-lost cousin. But it doesn't say, and I decided to stop because she can go do whatever she wants and I want no part of it, or I continued trying to hunt her down for the rest of the year during which this is taking place and never found another rumor about her again. But there's no closure given to that particular door that's opened, and that was my only complaint, if you will, about the story. And those are the highlights that I wanted to share with you about A Closed Fist Has No Claws, which is Tessa Grattan's story in Tales of Light and Life, The High Republic, collection of short stories that's getting us toward Phase 3 starting up. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.